You're listening to NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing. Today is Monday evening, March 23rd, 2026. Real stories, AI voice, details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Quantum Warehouse Solutions launches comprehensive racking services. Quantum Warehouse Solutions has launched comprehensive racking installation and repair services, aiming to streamline the process for facility managers and operations leaders. Their turnkey model eliminates the need for subcontracting, ensuring efficient project execution. With a focus on code compliance and quality, Quantum services include new racking system installations and repairs for existing facilities, all managed by their in-house engineering team. Learn more at quantumwarehousesolutions.com.
ES Gold Corporation strengthens its financial leadership and corporate infrastructure with the appointment of Jason Tong as Chief Financial Officer. ES Gold Corporation strengthens its financial leadership and corporate infrastructure with the appointment of Jason Boldcold Tong as Chief Financial Officer. With over 15 years of experience, Tong will support the company's growth strategy as it moves towards production. Tong's expertise in capital markets and financial reporting will be crucial for ES Gold's transition to a producing gold and silver company.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Uranium Energy Corp, NYSE, American. USE expands production capacity with Wyoming approvals and advances U.S. conversion facility plans. Uranium Energy Corp expands production capacity with Wyoming approvals and advances U.S. conversion facility plans. The company announced regulatory approval and startup of three additional header houses at its Christensen Ranch project in Wyoming, supporting increased uranium production capacity. Its Burke Hollow project in Texas awaits final startup authorization. The subsidiary, United States Uranium Refining and Conversion Corporation, received a docket number from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission for a planned uranium conversion facility, marking a key step in the licensing process.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.